You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 95. And if you're looking for a way to stand out in the crowd and get more business, listen in. We're talking about three of the most important authority platforms that literally propel your business forward. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here, and I'm super excited to share with you today three of the platforms that I teach people in my Own Your Bold Challenge. Now, this platform building is something that I think we all know we need to do, but oftentimes we put it off or we talk ourselves out of it. We think about all the reasons why it might work, or my favorite one, the fact that you don't know how to do it, and so you put it off. That's why I want to invite you to my Own Your Bold Challenge starting October 22nd. If the date's passed by the time you listen to it, you can still head over and get access to the resources. OwnYourBoldChallenge.com. Now, here's what's going to happen. For 5 days, and by the way, the challenge, when it's live, is totally free. For 5 days, I take you through a process that I take my own clients through to help you identify the mindset, the authority platforms, and the leverage strategies you need to really catapult your business. And we're going to also identify any little barriers or mindset roadblocks that are getting in your way. And trust me, when I work with my clients, there's always something. If you haven't already been experiencing the level of influence and impact you desire, you're going to want to take this challenge while it's free at OwnYourBoldChallenge.com. Now, let's dig into today's episode. So what is an authority platform? An authority platform is a strategy to be visible, to be seen, and at the same time, it actually gives your audience your authority, like your credibility. And there's a lot of different authority platforms, and I find that depending on the type of business you are, the type of service provider you are, different ones work better for different people. But I want to talk today about three of my most favorite ones. These are ones I've personally used that have skyrocketed my own authority. And then I'm going to actually entice you to take the challenge because there's a couple that I need to go into way more than I can cover in this podcast episode. But it's the single greatest one that actually made the biggest difference in my business. But let's talk about my favorite three that I use with my clients and that anybody can put into action. And let me just back up and say that you need an authority platform if you feel invisible, if you find that your ideal clients are, basically they're interviewing you and several other people and they tend to go with your competitor. And yet you think to yourself, I can do a way better job than the person they hired. Why are they going to this other person? Authority platforms are really that secret sauce that makes the person that's thinking about hiring you or using your products and services, it makes you the most logical choice. Because in the client's mind, they see you as the authority and the trusted advisor. So think about authority platforms as like you're the celebrity in their mind, that you're the most logical choice, and they're looking for a reason to have one of these competitors, which in their mind seems all the same. They're looking for this thing that makes you stand out. The other thing about authority platforms is it changes the direction of the game. And so what I find, and as I'm recording this episode, I'm just coming back from a really amazing event, several, by the way, back-to-back events where I was speaking and training. And what I noticed is a lot of the people who had not yet really stepped up and took on that bold goal, achieved the level of success they wanted, what was missing is they didn't have a way for their clients to like be attracted to them. Like the magnet wasn't working. So instead of clients chasing them to work with them, what was happening was they were chasing clients. And there's nothing more draining, more disempowering, and more like disillusioning to an entrepreneur who's really good at what they do than to feel like they're having to chase the clients. When you have the right authority platforms, it flips and people are lining up to work with you. They're getting on your list. They're clamoring for more. They're trying to find out how they can work with you. And so that secret sauce, if that's not happening for you, is you're missing some authority boosting platforms. So there's three that I think can basically work for any business owner, any leader, any influencer, anybody who's wanting to really kind of get their message out and stand out above the crowd. And the three are a book, a show, aka a podcast, or a live event. So let me dig deeper into each of these and tell you why I want you to consider at least one of these for you. The book. So think of the time where you ran across a book. Maybe you're walking through the airport and you saw a book title that pulled you in one of those little kiosks, and you picked up that book, took it on the plane, read it all the way through, and you thought, wow, this was good stuff. Like, I want to know more about this person. Maybe you start following them on social media. And maybe, like me at times, you thought, I've got to work with this person. But somewhere in your mind, that book has caused you to elevate their expertise and their kind of like their celebrityism a little bit in your mind, right? One thing about a book is it tends to set apart the person who wrote it as an authority in their field. And so books always have been and continue to be one of the best ways to catapult your authority in the mind of your ideal client. Now, a book doesn't have to be published by someone else. It does help. Like if you have a third party, more standard publisher that puts it out, but you can also self-publish. And there's a lot of hybrid publishers. Matter of fact, in the Own Your Bold Club, we're going to have a hybrid publisher come in and teach our community how to get a book out without all the rigmarole of having to go for a traditional publisher, because having a book is one of the game changers. So if you don't have a book, there's some easy ways that you can start getting a book out now. One thing is get an ebook going. And so an ebook is a digital format of your book. And you can actually make it an opt-in. You can make it a digital book that gets on Amazon. And then eventually you can actually turn it into a print book. So that's one way. And an ebook doesn't have to be super long. It can actually be like 40 pages, double-spaced, right? So the idea behind it is that you think about the thing that you want your potential client to see you as a leader and see you as an influencer, see your expertise, and you write the book around that. Now, if you don't feel like you have a whole book in you, you can actually get involved in many of these collaborative book ventures. So Women's Speakers Association, if you're a woman speaker, they're doing lots of different collaborative books right now where they take a chapter that everyone writes and basically you become a best-selling author because you're involved in a collaborative book. So that's a really easy, really fast way to get your authority up a little bit, is to be a part of someone else's book. But ultimately, like in with my clients, I end up challenging all of them to write their own book and really like own their space that way. And so think about what a book could do to help you set apart from everyone else. Now, my experience with books has been kind of interesting. For whatever reason, I really had a hard time writing my own official book for the longest time. And I think I just got in my head too much, but I had no problem getting an ebook out. I was involved in a book many years ago that was printed by Entrepreneur Press. That's the Entrepreneur Magazine Press. And it was great. Like, it got me tons of visibility. And what's possible for book deals these days is you get more speaking gigs. You definitely have an instant pass onto some of the biggest name podcasts out there. And radio shows are easier to get on because you've got this book that people can kind of build your authority presence around. A couple other things I see that happen with books is when you're being introduced to do a talk or you're on a show or even, in your own marketing materials, there's that little thing of author that you put after your name that sets people's minds in motion, realizing like, wow, they've written a book, they've been published, that's out there, influencing all these people. So it has a huge credibility boost the minute authority goes next to your name. And then one other thing about a book is, and I have a lot of clients that struggle with, I want to help more people. And they wrestle with their pricing because they want to price it in a way that they can help more people. But what they're doing is they're sabotaging their ability to generate enough revenue to live on and be profitable. So one key solution here is, instead of trying to set your prices so low that everybody can say yes, what if you wrote a book that everybody could buy? You know, a $20, $30 book, everyone can buy that. And heck, if you really feel inspired, you can gift them the book. But that's a way that you can spread your message and share ideas and maybe, you know, things that you've been through that can really touch someone's life and transform it without having to bring all your prices down. So there's a lot of really important factors for having a book as one of your authority platforms. So I highly recommend it. Again, you could do an ebook, you can do a full published book, you can collaborate, but get a book out there. Now, let's go to my second favorite platform, and that's a show. So having your own show is really, really important, especially if you're somebody who you want to be an influencer in your space. Without a show, it tends to fly a little flat in the minds of your ideal audience and in potential partners. And there's just something about having a show, especially when it's done consistently, that can really set you apart from your competitors. Now, there's a lot of different ways to have a show. And with technology these days, oh my gosh, the options are endless. You can have a podcast like Amplify Your Success. There is statistics that say, and I was at Steve Ulscher's New Media Summit earlier this year, and I was really blown away by this, is that the statistics show that podcasts are going to be one of the top consumable content platforms on the planet within 5 years. I mean, mind-blowing, right? And that's because there's all this technology now that allows people to listen to podcasts, like with Alexa and Echo, which, by the way, is one of the prizes in the Own Your Bold Challenge this year. But anyway, with that kind of technology, people are waking up in the morning going, hey, Alexa, play my podcast. And they're surrounding this person in their home. You know, people have them on their smartphones and they listen to them when they drive and they walk. So podcasts are quickly becoming one of the most consumable ways to share content. So if you don't have a podcast, I highly recommend it. The other ways to have a show is maybe you have it on Facebook Live, or you have a traditional TV show that gets distributed through YouTube. And by the way, with so much of the technology out there, it's really easy to create a show in one format and then cross-purpose it and strip the audio and turn it into a podcast. So you're not limited to one thing. You can literally dominate a content space by claiming the platform, the technique that you like the most, that gets you lit up. Because some people are better with video, some people are better with audio. Like, claim your space and then don't limit yourself. Like, pull the audio, pull the video, do different things with it. It's unlimited. And I do go more into that in the Own Your Bold Challenge, because there is so many ways to cross-purpose content to allow you to do what you do best and then spread it through other more popular vehicles like podcasts. Now, here's a couple other little teasers for you. There's some great stuff happening with video. And just a few weeks ago, Instagram launched IGTV. So now we've got another platform, and that's going to basically be similar to the new Facebook TV that's coming out. There's a lot you can do with video, so don't shy away from video. But again, if your strength is audio, there's ways to get video of your audio. So lots of great options for you out there, but the main thing is pick a show and be consistent. So I was working with a client who is in the, she worked with people who are grieving, and she was having a hard time attracting clients. She was new to the space, and so one of the things she did was that she started doing Facebook Lives every single week, and she was getting a lot of traction with them. So one of the things about Facebook shows and YouTube videos and cross-purposing in that way that doesn't quite work as well with a podcast, you got to do some extra steps with the podcast, is with the video, people share them. They can like them. They can basically help you redistribute and get more buzz because of the activity that happens on the comments. So there's a lot of value to doing that. Now, if you don't know which one you should do, I want you to think about, does doing video light you up? Do you get charged up when you're doing a live presentation in a video format? Then go for the video and strip the audio for your podcast. But if you are not quite ready for video, then start with an audio podcast and work up to video. You can't do it wrong. So start where you have the greatest strength. Now I'm going to talk about my last platform that I would suggest for building authority. And actually, this is the most important one. If you tend to sell from the stage, or you have big ticket offers that you need to get your audience warmed up for, live events, it's really hard to replicate the power of a live event. So a live event is when you get your ideal clients at an experience. It could be a retreat, it can be a workshop, it could be a 2 or 3 day immersion where you take them through different learnings. You may have speakers, it may be all you. Most of the events I go to have at least 2 or 3 other speakers because it helps you have a little bit of a rest and gives you some opportunity for other people to help you promote it and add their credibility and authority. But live events, there's nothing like a live event to propel your credibility because people know, like, if you're having events, like, you're a mover and a shaker because it's a lot to put on an event. And so think about having a live event if you, A, want to have a bigger ticket offering and you want to have like the energy and the momentum of people already experiencing your magic and that lead to them signing up for a next step. There's actually no better way to do it. The other reason to have a live event is if you want to basically have another in-person touch point for your clients. So in today's world where so much is digital and so much is online and there's a lot of, kind of like passive ways to learn through online programs, having a live touch point with people is an important, what we call stick strategy. It gets people excited because they're touching you, they're being with you, they're engaged with you, they're creating buzz in the room with each other. And it's magnetic, it's contagious, it really amplifies the impact you want to have on people. Now, there are some things to consider with live events before you jump in and go crazy with it, and there is a cost, and there are some risks involved that are greater than doing a podcast or a show online and, you know, getting a book out there. And it's like you do have money in the game, you do have to learn how to fill the room, and you do need to have a next step that helps you monetize the investment you make in the event. But I gotta tell you, they're very powerful. I think there's nothing else as alluring as having an event that people attend to get them to go further with you as a service provider, especially if you're in the coaching, mentoring space. So those are my three platforms that I want you to start thinking about. Yes, there are others, there's a lot of others. And we just don't have time to cover them all today. But again, join me in the Own Your Bold Challenge. It's totally free when it's live, October 22nd. If you missed this because you listened to it later, head on over to ownyourboldchallenge.com. We'll still have a way for you to tap into all of the great training that's available through that process. Now, here's what I want you to think about. What's going to be your way to boost your authority, to be seen by more potential clients, and really elevate your influence? You need a way to be seen as an authority. And that means you need to get intentional about your authority platforms. So I look forward to hearing your thoughts about this episode. And come join us for some conversation about it in the Amplify Your Success community. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.